Virginia Rodriguez. Virginia Rodriguez. 12/18/30. Date of birth. Today is the 11th of October. This is a 91-year-old woman, originally from Mexico, resident of the United States. Patient was visiting family members in Mexico about a month ago when she developed urosepsis, acute kidney injury, hyperkalemia, had a lacunar stroke, subsequently was admitted to the hospital in Mexico, then transferred to Willowbrook, Willowbrook Methodist Hospital here in Houston, Texas, period. New paragraph. Patient had a BUN of a creatinine of 112, BUN of 15, which came down to creatinine of 30 and a BUN of 2.5 with about 16-18% GFR at this time. Period. New paragraph. Patient also has suffered a stroke, renal insufficiency, acute kidney injury, weight loss, bowel, bladder, incontinent, and total ADL. Period. The patient has profound weakness in the lower extremities to the point that she's no longer able to stand up and has become total care. Subsequently, post-hospitalization, patient refused to go to any of her appointments, including nephrology appointment, has told the family that she wants no dialysis and does not want to be kept alive, and subsequently has been referred to hospice. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, coronary heart disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, gastroesophageal reflux, and depression and anxiety, along with sundowner syndrome. Medication includes Lantus insulin, Persliding scale, Celexa, Zyrtec, Metoprolol, ER, Norvasc 10 mg, Prilosec 20 mg, Losartan 50 mg, TRADJENTA 5 mg, iron tablets 325. Patient takes Lantus most of the time 10 units a day, unless the blood sugar is elevated. Patient's appetite has been minimal. Period. Social, she doesn't smoke. She has never been a heavy smoker or drinker. She was married, but has been divorced, has two children. Review of system, she has a lot of pain, sundowner syndrome, anxiety, issues with abdominal pain, constipation, decreased mentation, history of leg pain, also has leg pain, difficulty sleeping at nighttime. Once again, patient is ADL dependent, a total incontinent, has a history of swollen knee consistent with pseudogout, and symptoms of diabetic neuropathy to the point that she's no longer able to stand up because of her diabetes, her neuropathy, and her recent stroke. Family history, stroke, coronary artery disease, BBF system as above, allergy none, medications reviewed. Recent hospital course, patient hospital course reviewed both in Mexico and here in the United States. Patient was sent home with improved kidney function, still with about only 16-18% GFR. Patient has refused hemodialysis for now or in the future. Also, patient was found to be anemic with HMH of 722, status post-transfusion times 2 PRBC, and now the HMH is around 9 and 27. On exam, blood pressure is 160 over 98, pulse is 18, pulse is 98, respiration is 18 and febrile. Heart positive, some positive is 2, lungs clear, abdomen diffuse, tenderness noted, skin shows. Decreased turgor, oral mucosa dry. Lower extremity shows muscle wasting. Assessment, here we have a 92-year-old woman with a recent stroke, renal insufficiency, acute kidney injury, urinary tract infection, to the point that patient has become totally bedbound and with minimal renal function at this time. Patient has stage 4 renal failure at this time. Patient has refused dialysis and or any further wake-up period. The pericardial patient is totally ADL-dependent and has bowel and bladder incontinent, wears a diaper, never gets out of bed, hence she's bedbound, period. A patient also has knee pain and swelling on the right side consistent with them. Pseudogout, patient is not a candidate for anti-inflammatory since that would totally and completely wipe out her kidneys. At this time, best course of action would be pain medication to control her symptoms. Next number, patient has diffuse abdominal pain, no rebound, tenderness, patient does not want any workup. Most likely this is constipation, cannot rule out catastrophic abdominal. Cannot rule out any catastrophic intra-abdominal event. Nevertheless, patient is on hospice, needs to be kept comfortable. Next number is hypertension, poorly controlled, but most likely because of her pain. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux and pyelosis. Next number is blood sugars around 120 every day with current Lantus 10 units. Next number, I recommended not increasing the Lantus per sliding scale. Next number, so probably can use less Lantus as her appetite diminishes. Next number is anemia multifactorial. Next number is renal insufficiency with a GFR of 16 at best. Next number, status post transfusion. Next number, patient most likely has less than 6 months to live and is a good candidate for hospice at this time. Thank you. Before you close it, is good candidate for hospice at this time, most likely under the diagnosis of end-stage renal disease. Thank you.